families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
We know President Obama is endorsing Hillary Clinton, but Bernie Sanders continues his campaign for the White House even after that endorsement.
Despite an endorsement by President Obama for Hillary Clinton, Senator Bernie Sanders continues his campaign for president.
Well, here we are in mid-June and we're still standing.
At a rally in Washington, D.C., Sanders says his campaign has put a
movement taking Clinton to task for his criminal justice reforms, the former president not having any of it.
You are defending the people who kill the lives you say matter. Tell the truth.
Clinton continuing to call out the protesters for misrepresenting their cause, defending bills passed during his presidency. The search is on in Washington State after two men escape a psychiatric hospital. One of the escapees, a man accused of torturing a woman to death. He's still on the loose. He'd been found too mentally ill for trial. The other inmate recaptured. The final winner picked last night on American Idol, and during the finale, the three original judges show up to present Ryan Seacrest with a giant neon American Idol sign. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Rusty Humphries, host of Trending Today USA, where we feature the biggest and the best and the brightest trending stories in the world. One of the places I go first every single day is WesternJournalism.com. Chris Agee's here. He's the managing editor of WesternJournalism.com. What makes WesternJournalism.com so special?
Well, Rusty, I think it is very special. We bring you the news as it actually happens. We're one of the places that you can come for the facts, and they're backed up by what's actually happening out there.
You know, a lot of websites, they deal in rumor and innuendo. You guys are really dealing in journalism, is that right?
Oh, absolutely. And there's no question that we're going to bring you pro-American news. I mean, we're going to bring you stuff that makes you proud of the freedoms that we have. And we back up the Constitution every step of the way, but that doesn't influence our reporting. Our reporting is the truth, is 100% accurate.
Make sure you check it out. One of the best websites in the world, WesternJournalism.com. That's WesternJournalism.com.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell defends his plan to ignore President Obama's latest Supreme Court nomination. He says Obama's high court picks have fit a pattern.
The records of every one of these Supreme Court justices have been anything but moderate or centrist. They have been resolutely left-wing.
The president nominating Merrick Garland to replace the late Justice Antonin Scalia on the Supreme Court. Garland is a veteran federal judge. An investigation shows supervisors at Veterans Affairs medical facilities in at least seven states told employees to falsify reports on how long patients waited for appointments. USA Today says nearly 500,000 veterans were waiting more than 30 days for appointments as of last month. The president defending drone strikes in the campaign against terrorism. He told students at the University of Chicago Law School that there are fewer deaths than in conventional warfare. Obama calling the drone strikes necessary because terrorists are intent on killing Americans. I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at ConservativeTribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
A convicted murderer is dead after trying to escape from a high-security Arkansas prison. USA Radio's Anthony Lucero has that story for us.
Authorities say Christopher Wilson was shot and killed by two guards during an escape attempt on Thursday at a central Arkansas Supermax prison. A Department of Corrections spokesman said Wilson was given a warning before being shot by the guards. Wilson was serving two life sentences for killing a woman and her 8-month-old baby. I'm Anthony Lucero.
Trent Harmon is the last American Idol, even though LaPorsche was a
contestant. Hey, Pat,
did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
And the weather forecast for the Huntington County area begins today with sunny skies and a high near 77. Northwesterly winds around 11 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 51 degrees. Northwesterly winds between 5 and 7 miles per hour will become calmer in the evening. On Saturday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 p.m. Partly sunny skies and a high near 83. Light and variable winds will become southwesterly between 5 and 10 miles per hour in the morning. The chance of precipitation is 30%. Saturday evening, scattered showers and thunderstorms mainly before 3 a.m. Some of the storms could produce gusty winds and mostly cloudy skies with a low around 64. Westerly winds will be around 9 miles per hour and the chance of precipitation is 40%. On Sunday, mostly sunny skies and a high near 81, breezy with a westerly wind between 11 and 20 miles per hour, gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Sunday evening, partly cloudy skies and a low around 56. Monday, we start the work week with mostly sunny skies and a high near 79.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimos Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good morning. You're listening to Hands Across Huntington. Huntington Helplines Radio Show here every Friday morning at 10 o'clock on the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce Internet Radio Station. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Huntington Helpline and your host of the show. And we have a lot to talk about, particularly because just 5 weeks from now, we are going to have Salsa Night, right? On Main Street in Flemington. It's going to be bigger and better than ever before. More vendors, more food vendors, entertainment. We have two salsa bands this year, not just one. So that's going to be quite exciting. They're going to not have a battle of the bands, but quite frankly, you know, you don't know. People who stay the whole time from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. will be able to tell us what they think about those bands and how they did. So who comes back next year might be a reflection on that. Incredible time with different kinds of vendors this year. And like I said, more food. I personally can't wait. It's a fun evening, even though I work it from early in the morning till late at night to make sure that it's a happening for our Hunterdon County residents and beyond. We have people who come from all over, not just Hunterdon County, from the entire county, and, of course, New Jersey, Pennsylvania. Last year we had people from Connecticut and New York coming. So it is quite the event. And how much better than dancing in the streets can you get? We've got a beer and wine garden, as usual, supplied by Jake's. And you can't get better, although it gets better every year. More than 5,000 people came last year. It's going to be interesting to see how many people are coming this year as the event builds momentum and more people know about it. Obviously, we are getting more people to attend as well as more people to be vendors. Who are our sponsors? Well, of course, ShopRite. ShopRite has been our signature sponsor for years. We so appreciate what they do, not just for us, but for the entire community. We participated in Community Day last weekend, and that's hosted by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. It was great. It was wonderful. But ShopRite was there as usual. Just great people. Always, always, always participating. We have a new sponsor this year, an entertainment sponsor, and that's CKO Kickboxing of Flemington. They recently opened off of Hart Boulevard in the shopping center that also houses the new Starbucks and CVS and PNC, and they are going to be there and actually be demonstrating, have opportunities for people to hit a few bags. It's going to be fun and exciting, but they are our entertainment sponsor, and that is awesome. And so, again, we have two bands, and we're going to have dance contests. Also in the sponsorship lineup, we have a variety of other of our community friends, needless to say. We have the Hunterdon County Cultural Heritage Commission, and we're very happy to have them on board. After all, Salsa Night is the melting pot of culture here in Hunterdon County. I'm going to take a quick break and be right back with you.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
And you're back with Hands Across Hunterdon and Hunterdon Helpline. And we've been talking about Hunterdon Helpline's show and fundraiser, Salsa Night. And I was talking about the various sponsors that are supporting this huge event. which I'm very proud of. Very proud that we are able to not just engage all the attendees, but engage the people in our community to participate in something that really, 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 really does justice for the various cultural groups in our county. And I was talking about how the Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage Commission is one of the sponsors this year. And that is just absolutely fantastic. We are so happy, so happy to have them on board. Because, again, it's about the culture of our area, this melting pot. We call it Salsa Night, really, because salsa is a mix of so many different ingredients to make this incredibly delectable treat, and I think of that as Salsa Night. So we're glad to have the Heritage Commission on board. Also, as I said, Jake's is once again the sponsor of the Beer and Wine Garden. And we have Unity Bank, always a community asset. They are a sponsor. Hunterdon Healthcare Systems is a sponsor. And both of those were sponsors last year as well. PSI, the print shop, and Shout. For all your marketing needs. And, of course, the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has been a sponsor for the last couple of years as well. So, great lineup of sponsors, people who like to get behind such a wonderful event in our community. And, as I said, we are going to have fabulous entertainment this year, two bands, and I can't wait for that. Combo Latina, Swing Combo, and we're also going to have, as I said before, CKO Kickboxing of Flemington as our entertainment sponsor. And they are actually going to be providing some entertainment by bringing their kickboxing bags to the event so that people can get a feel for kickboxing. And I have to say, I'm actually a member of CKO, and I just absolutely love going there. But I appreciate the fact that this business opened up, I guess, towards March, end of February, early part of March, and already is becoming a part of our community, sponsoring an event such as Salsa Night, wanting to be an integral part of what we do here in Hunterdon County to make it a great place to live, to work, and to play. And all of these sponsors, not just for Salsa Night, but all of the sponsors that we have here in our midst, businesses who care, businesses who support, are very, very important. I'm going to talk a little bit about a lot of these businesses that have supported Hunterdon Helpline and have made a difference in our community, so that Hunterdon Helpline, your first call for help 24/7, 365 days out of the year, can continue after 47 years to help people. And we will be right back after some messages.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntertonChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And you're back with Hunterdon Helpline. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline, and your first call for help. What does that mean? Well, 24/7, 365 days out of the year, you can call us for any need, whether it be human needs, basic living accommodations, shelter, education, support for seniors, persons with disabilities, support for children, youth, and families, physical and mental health resources, employment resources, emergency shelter, community information, suicide prevention, compassionate listening, 24/7, 365 days out of the year. We are also your social service hub when Somerset and Hunterdon County Social Services closes for the day. We are the hub to call to find out where you can go for your help, for your solutions to your needs. And that's pretty important. We also, after hours, are the phone number for the link to call us if you are traveling via the link. We have a direct line to the bus drivers and can find out when the bus will arrive at your point of entry. So we do a lot of things. And how do we do it? 24/7, 365 days out of the year. Call 1-800-272-4630, 1-800-272-4630, or 908-782-4357, that's 782-4357. Our community resource specialists know Hunterdon County. They know the area. We have a database of over 1,500 programs and services right there waiting to assist you, depending upon your need. Again, our community resource specialists are trained in helping you regardless of what that need is, whether they are referring you to our own programs and services or they are referring you to other organizations, and hopefully to a mix of referrals so that you can have a holistic solution to the problem, the challenge, the issue that you're facing. And so I was talking before the break about the sponsors of Salsa Night. And the list grows every year, and we're most grateful to them. They include ShopRite, CKO Boxing of Flemington, Jake's Beer and Wine Garden, the Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage Commission, Unity Bank, Hunterdon Healthcare Systems, PSI, Print Shop, Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and Shout for your marketing promotional needs. We're extremely grateful to these sponsors and to all the sponsors who have helped with all our fundraisers. Salsa Night is one of our biggest, but we recently had the town crawl in May. It was the Lambertville Town Crawl. We'll be having another one, the Flemington Town Crawl, in the fall. And I want to give out a praise, kudos, shout out to two of the restaurants that assisted us with that fundraiser. I cannot say enough about what they did to make the Lambertville Town Crawl an incredible experience, not just as a fundraiser for Hunterdon Helpline, but as a culinary delight for the guests that bought tickets to attend, who buy tickets really to raise funds for Helpline, and we appreciate that. But what's really nice is to have people who purchase tickets to a fundraiser who walk away having the time of their life, and they certainly did when we had the Lambertville Town Crawl with appetizers at Lambertville Station. Now, Chris Beal, who is the chef there, has helped us with previous culinary fundraisers that we have had. He is the most gracious person that we work with. He's amazing, absolutely amazing. This year, I didn't even go over the menu with him. Do what you want to do. He's just all about the giving. But he's also all about the food because, oh my gosh, the appetizers were absolutely incredible, as usual. The organization itself, Lambertville Station, the restaurant, has really rallied behind Hunter and Helpline, has been a most amazing sponsor, not just for the event, but really cares about what we do. Cares about telling people about what we do. And I can't work with a better group of people, and I can't be more appreciative. And everybody at Hunter and Helpline, staff, board of trustees, are all so appreciative of Chris and the restaurant for helping to make Lambertville Town Crawl and just an amazing, amazing, amazing event. And of course, we honored Dave Bird that night, who couldn't be more deserving, as our hands across Hunterdon Lambertville honoree. But we moved on to Anton's at the Swan and had an incredible dinner. Impeccable service by the staff. Chef Chris Connor just outdid himself. And again, here is not just one of the best chefs in Hunterdon County and probably beyond. But again, a giver, a doer, a supporter, somebody who cares about the community, cares about the organizations that are here to help. All of us as a nonprofit, we struggle every day to make sure that we can get the funds needed to continue to offer free programs and services to those in need. Chef Chris at Anton's at the Swan and his staff were instrumental in making our fundraiser the success that it is. So why am I bringing this up? One, I obviously want to give kudos to Lambertville Station and Anton's at the Swan and encourage you to obviously go there, drink after work, go there for dinner, lunch. Anton's at the Swan has a quarterly supper club, which is just absolutely amazing, bringing people together under the roof, so to speak, of food and great conversation, people that you haven't met before, so something else to check out. But I want to talk about the businesses in Hunterdon County who, like Anton's at the Swan, who, like Lambertville Station, who, like ShopRite and now CKO, Kickboxing of Flemington, Unity Bank, Hunterdon Healthcare, all of these organizations that rally round nonprofits like Hunterdon Helpline give so much. They don't have to do this. There is absolutely no reason to do this. Now, as a nonprofit, when we ask for a sponsorship, of course we give marketing opportunities. Of course, we list them on the flyer. Of course, we put them on our websites. We shout out at them, you know, give them a shout out on social media, etc. And that, I'm sure, you know, at least I try to make it worthwhile for them. But they still don't have to do that. They have their own marketing strategies. They have their own marketing tools. But they feel it is important. Good corporate social responsibility is part of the fabric of their organizations. And that is huge, huge. And as I sit here on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet Radio Station, the Chamber of Commerce Internet Radio Station, what better place to praise the businesses of our area for not just going about their business to make a profit. They are involved. They are engaged. They know that there are people in our midst, families, friends, our own children, ourselves, who at any point in our lives need help. And they want to provide that help. They want to be there to help nonprofits like Huntington Helpline assist those in need. And you can't get better than that. You absolutely can't get better than that. I cannot praise the businesses that have sponsored Huntington Helpline enough. And again, in 2016, we already see Anton's at the Swan. We see Lambertville Station. I encourage you to be a customer of theirs, because it's not just about them making a profit. It's about them knowing that they are an integral part of the community that we live in. Again, Saul's tonight, we're talking ShopRite, we're talking CKO Kickboxing in Flemington. I hope to have representatives from both on the radio show to talk about their involvement in the community, as well as Saul's tonight. We're talking about the Huntington County Cultural and Heritage Commission, which recognizes that Salsa Night is a celebration of culture here in our county. Unity Bank, always, always on the forefront of participation in the nonprofit arena. Huntington Healthcare, what would we do without Huntington Healthcare? Huntington Medical Center, which continues to get accolades for the kind of medical care that is being provided. PSI, the print shop, always there to assist, always shout. So many important organizations. And again, the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce, a sponsor of Soul Tonight. Why? Because businesses are not just about making a profit. They recognize the fact that economic development includes those in need, includes giving a helping hand to those in need so that they can be vibrant citizens of our community. So a big, big thank you to all of them. I will be right back after this message.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Aftershocks strike the San Diego County desert after an overnight earthquake in Southern California. The magnitude 5.2 quake striking near a fault just 25 miles away from the San Andreas fault line. The White House finally admitting what many have been saying about the Clinton email investigation.
The White House has officially admitted Hillary Clinton is under criminal investigation. White House spokesman Josh Earnest responded to a reporter's question about whether the president was attempting to influence the FBI by his endorsement of Hillary when he shocked the room with this admission.
Any criminal investigation should be conducted independent of any sort of political interference, and that people should be treated the same way before the law, regardless of their political influence, regardless of their political party, regardless of their political stature, and regardless of what political figure has endorsed them.
Clinton still maintains it's not a criminal investigation, despite the White House's admission.
That's Jason Word, and this is USA Radio News.
Have you been to conservativetribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
And the weather for the Huntington County area today begins with sunny skies and a high near 77. Northwesterly winds around 11 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, a low around 51, and northwesterly winds around 6 miles per hour, becoming calm in the evening. Saturday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly afternoon. Some of the storms could produce gusty winds, partly sunny skies, with a high around 83 degrees, and light and variable winds becoming southwesterly between 5 and 10 miles per hour in the morning. The chance of precipitation on Saturday is 40%. Saturday evening, scattered showers and thunderstorms again, mainly before 2 a.m. Some of the storms could produce gusty winds. Mostly cloudy skies will be prevalent with a low around 64 degrees and southwesterly winds around 9 miles per hour. Again, the chance of precipitation is 40%. Sunday, mostly sunny skies with a high near 81 degrees. Breezy with a northwesterly wind between 13 and 20 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour possible. Sunday evening, we have partly cloudy skies and a low around 56. And on Monday, in time for work, mostly sunny skies and a pleasant high near 79. Monday evening, the skies turn partly cloudy and the degrees drop to about 58. And you are back with Hunterdon Helpline. Hands across Hunterdon. Our show here every Friday morning between 10 and 11. I'm Susan Lax. I've been talking about SALS tonight, but mostly about the businesses who sponsor the events that are so important to us. Without our sponsors, we could not put on the events, number one, but also raise much-needed funds for everything that we do. And, of course, Hunterdon Helpline starts with First Assist, which is your 24/7 365-day-a-year hotline for any need whatsoever. For any need whatsoever. But what are the programs and services? Well, we have quite a few under the heading of Seniors and Disability Services to allow and help people who are seniors, 60 years of age and older, or persons with disabilities to age and live in place in their choice of residence, their homes. We also have literacy services, providing one-on-one tutoring with a volunteer tutor for an adult learner, both in basic English for the person who is a native English speaker, and also in ESL for a person whose primary language is other than English. We have work connectivity matching our clients with jobs in Hunterdon County and providing them with the opportunity to not just live in Hunterdon County, but to work in Hunterdon County. And that's a win-win for the businesses who would probably prefer to have someone who lives in Hunterdon County to have easy access to their job every day. So we have quite a few different services and programs, including the Community Translation Center, which we offer to people, to other programs, other organizations, to businesses who are in need of translators for their clients, for their consumers. And we have a variety of volunteer translators in a variety of different languages, including, of course, Spanish, but also Russian, Italian, French, Japanese, Chinese, Tagalog, Arabic, Hebrew. So if you have that need, give us a call. If you have a need for any of the other services or need to access our helpline, 1-800-272-4630. 1-800-272-4630. Or our local number is 908-782-4357. So when is salsa night? It's July 16th, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. We're talking two salsa bands, not just one, two dancing in the streets. We've got Jake's providing the beer and wine garden again. We have a variety of entertainment. We're going to have our dance contests again. CKO Kickboxing of Flemington is actually going to have on hand their kickboxing bag, so you can try that out as well. So many food vendors this year. Oh, my gosh. We've got so many. We've got Kathleen's Catering back. We have Where's the Food back. We've got, Empanadas, the Empanada guys back. We've got the Old Ice Cream Shop. So many. Mi Rosita's is back. Viva Mexico is back. I hope I said that right. On and on and on. And we've got new ones as well. So I can't wait to taste. I can't wait to gain a few pounds. But then I won't gain a few pounds because I'll be dancing in the street. I'll be kickboxing and doing a variety of other things as well. So it's going to be absolutely, absolutely, absolutely awesome. And we're so excited about it. Again, July 16th, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Main Street in Flemington. Two bands. So you got to stay for the whole thing. If you want to review the bands, check them out, see which one you like better. It's going to be incredible. More vendors, too. Lots more vendors, variety. It's huge. And, of course, it is a fundraiser for Hunterdon Helpline. So by showing up, by participating, yes, by donating, if you possibly can, it goes to the very worthy cause of Hunterdon Helpline and its first call for help, first assist program before we even get into literacy and senior programs and the Translation Center and work connectivity. So you will be supporting a incredible, incredible organization, if I say so myself. We run on volunteers. We have a very small office, a very small staff. We don't have a lot of accoutrements. We don't have a fancy office at all. Every single penny is needed to operate so that we can help others. And it's very, very, very important that we do. As I mentioned before the break, when I gave a shout out to all the businesses who have supported Hunterdon County this year, it really is about helping people become vibrant, contributing citizens in our area, so it's a win-win for everyone. A win-win for everyone. There are no handouts. There are no resting on our laurels here. This is about bettering all of ourselves. All of ourselves. Helping somebody else to do better. Helping somebody else out of a bad situation helps us directly. So, again, we're very excited about Salsa Night. You can be a vendor, too. And then how does that happen? All you have to do is call 908-782-4357. And we will get your email you off a vendor packet. No problem. Or you can email us at salsanight, all one word, at helplinehc.org. Salsanight at helplinehc.org. So I want to talk a little bit, segue a little bit away from Salsa Night. I want to talk about Community Day that was last weekend with the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. We were very proud to be part of that. And I need to give another shout out to a very important sponsor of Hunterdon Helpline, and that's Jersey Mike's. We put on our Dog Days of Summer as part of our booth at Community Day. It's always a fun day. Actually, we had fairly decent weather. It wasn't too hot and wasn't too windy. In the morning, I thought, uh-oh, here goes my tents. But no, everything was great. British Invasion, the band was wonderful. I got great feedback about the reptile guy. The po- pony rides. There were so many different things to see. And it was a great day. And most importantly, it was a great day for Huntington County. Like, let's be proud. Let's have some county pride here and really relish in what we have to offer. There were business booths. There were nonprofit booths. It was just a nice day. And Huntington Helpline put on Dog Days of Summer because our theme of Community Day this year was about dogs and dog training. So we had Kindred Companions offering free training and free CGCs, free CGC testing. CGC from the AKC means Canine Good Citizen. Canine Good Citizen. So we had a few people come, including I brought one of my dogs to get their CGC title through the AKC, and that was provided by Kindred Companions, dog trainer here in Huntington County. Molly is the proprietor, and she had some of her trainers on hand to provide training in loose leash. And also, we had a demonstration in nose work, where dogs were trained to find by scent items that were hidden by their trainer, very similar to what the dogs do at the airport for bombs and drugs and so forth. That was pretty fascinating. And then we had David Owens of Canine Country. He put on what they call Schutzhund training, and this is really very similar to what the police and the military do with their dogs. And my goodness, that was crazy good. I mean, I couldn't believe how well trained those dogs were. They were amazing. And that was quite interesting. The Q&A was really great. David really had some great information, but also it was inspiring that yes, your dog, too, can be well-behaved. Maybe not do some of the things that the dog trainer's dogs do. No need, really, to sniff things out, probably. No need to be as protective as some of the dogs that David trains are. Of course, he doesn't do it for his personal protection as much as he's involved in the sport. And what a sport it was. It was great. You can go on our Facebook page to see those pictures. Really fascinating. This one dog just held on to this guy's, you know, the fake sleeve, if you will, until David said to leave him alone. So, but go on our Facebook page to see some of those pictures. It was so much fun. To watch this. It really was. And Molly, who gave the loose leash training to people who brought their dogs, and that was interesting too, because for me, you know, I breed and show collies. To see other people working their dogs, just in terms of companionship, how often, you know, does your dog drag you? How often does its attention get diverted to something else? And that was pretty interesting. Truly interesting. We had two dogs, neighbors who were from the same breeding, and Mr. Sparkles and Alfie. And they were adorable, absolutely adorable. But it was quite a day, truly a lot of fun. And we were glad as Huntington Helpline to bring in something a little different than before. It was new to us as well, but a lot of fun, and I hope next year, too, we may continue this as a tradition, that's where our focus will be. But I have to say that Jersey Mike's helped raise funds for us at Community Day. And I've been talking about businesses. I talked about Anton's at the Swan. I talked about Lambertville Station. I talked about the sponsors for Salsa Night, ShopRite, CKO, Kickboxing of Flemington, the Huntington County Cultural and Heritage Commission, Unity Bank, Hunterdon Healthcare, Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, PSI Print Shop, and Shout for your marketing needs. And I now have to talk about Jersey Mike's, because again, as I said before, the businesses of our county help in more ways than one. The nonprofits of our area do the good work that we do. And Jersey Mike's was on hand at our dog days of summer. Had a great little spin the wheel contest going for the kids, and offering prizes and offering coupons for free subs if you donated to Hunterdon Helpline. And I really, really appreciate Jill and her staff, because, again, since they have opened up, all these businesses that I have mentioned, since just they've opened up, have celebrated, not just done, but celebrated good corporate social responsibility as part of the fabric of their organization. No brainer to them. This is what they do. No brainer. In fact, we didn't just leave and part company on Saturday with Jersey Mike's. Jill called me up and said, "Susan, bring your information about Helpline to the store. Let's set up a little area there so that people in need know that when they do need assistance, when they don't know where else to turn, the information will be right there for them to call Hunterdon Helpline." So it's not just event by event. It's not just showing up at a particular day or time. These businesses give and give and give. And I really feel that there's a culture here in Hunterdon County that our businesses do take part in the community. That when we patronize them, we go into the stores and we are their customers, that we're in a sense giving back to our community, because these businesses support the social services of the county, support the nonprofits doing the good work that they do. And you can see that in so many different areas. We talk about Give Hunterdon, and if you go to givehunterdon.org, the nonprofits that are associated with that all have different fundraisers going on. Volunteer Guardianship recently had their event, and again, businesses donating, businesses giving, businesses supporting what they do. Family Promise recently had their Box City event. United Bank is always there. So many people rallying around all these different organizations because they care. They care, and they realize that it's important, because this is what giving is all about. If we help one person at Hunterdon Helpline navigate, get over, meet their needs, their issues, fix the problem, what does that mean for our community? That means that that person is now able to work. That person is now able to pay taxes. That person is now able to contribute. That person is now able to volunteer. That person is now able to give back with a donation. That's unbelievable. That person is now able to go into our stores and support our businesses, so that the economic development, the economic health of our area is robust. Helping another person is helping yourself. Helping another person helps our community. And these businesses that support the nonprofits, they recognize this. They know it. They know it. That a person in need today is a customer tomorrow. A person in need today is somebody who helps somebody else tomorrow. It is amazing what helping one person can do. Whether you call it giving back, paying it forward, inspiration. It is so important to our lives that we help each other, that we constantly lift each other up, because the chain reaction is huge. The results are huge, absolutely huge. At our recent Lambertville Town Crawl, we honored Dave Bird with the Lambertville Town Crawl Hands Across Hunterdon Award, and the people that spoke of his contribution, first of all, they went on and on and on and on. I mean, this man was, I thought he was deserving when our committee decided to give him the award for the nominations. But to hear other people in the community talk about what he has done, I mean, this has been a lifelong thing for him since he was in high school. These are the people who make our area what it is today. These are the people, I talk about this all the time. Is this the place you want to live? Is this the place you want to work? And is this the place you want to play? And people like Dave Bird and businesses that I have mentioned are the reason for why we pick Hunterdon County. Yes, it's beautiful. It's pastoral. It gives us so many wonderful things. I love my little bit of heaven on my horse farm. I don't think there's another place as beautiful as Hunterdon County, given what I consider to be the rubric for that. Horses, farms, and yet the amenities of shopping, etc. But that does not compare with the fact that we have a community that works together and cares about each other. And that to me is what it's all about. So while we all have to go and shop at the mall, obviously, you know, we don't have everything here in Hunterdon County, although we have different economic development groups working on that, as well as keeping the wonderful flavor of the county. Let's remember the businesses here. Let's be customers. Let's go into the shops in our area and support these businesses, because it's not about the bottom line with them. It's they are supporting us in so, so many ways. Thank you. Thank you to all of you who contribute in so many different ways to making Hunterdon County what it is. With that, again, remember, Hunterdon Helpline is your first call for help 24/7, 365 days out of the year, no matter what the need. We collaborate, we partner, we help all the other organizations in the county. If you don't know how to navigate, come to or send your friends, your family to Hunterdon Helpline at 908-782-4357 or 1-800-272-4630 to find the help that you need. And again, thank you to the businesses here in Hunterdon County who work together with all of us to make it great. And I will see you next week. Have a great weekend.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Aftershocks strike the San Diego County desert after an overnight earthquake in Southern California. The magnitude 5.2 quake striking near a fault just 25 miles away from the San Andreas fault line. The White House finally admitting what many have been saying about the Clinton email investigation.
The White House has officially admitted Hillary Clinton is under criminal investigation. White House spokesman John...